So the Rav Zichron Levrach used to give on the third day of Shvat every year a yahrzeit shiur in memory of his father. And every year he would choose some topic, usually, not all the time, but very often it had to do with Archayim, you know, Tefilos and Yom Tovim, and Yonim that are relevant to our lives. And on one particular year, he gave a shiur that was dedicated to the concept of Tainis Tzibur. So I thought I would share with you, first of all, my reminiscences of the shiur, whatever I was able to remember, and as well, some of the source material and the chidushim, the insights that he has into Tainis Tzibur. Now, just by way of introduction, just to get a background, what is Tainis Tzibur? Obviously, we translate it as a public fast. But we really could take the concept of Tainis Tzibur and split it into two. Just like in Melech HaShabbos, you know, we have Avos and we have Toldos. So we can split Tainis Tzibur into two halves, and each half will have its Av. So, for example, if we take Yom Kippur becomes the paradigm of a Tainis Tzibur, and that's something that we find in the Torah itself. The other paradigm of a Tainis Tzibur would be Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not Doraisa. It's instituted by the Chachamim, obviously. But it's very similar, it's almost a mirror image to Yom Kippur, insofar as it has all the Inuyim, it's not just a fast day, it also has a beginning at night and continues to the day. The others, as we'll soon see, which is Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves, Tainis Esther and Shavuos B'Tammuz, those are similar to Tisha B'Av in many ways, and I would put them as subsets under Tisha B'Av. They're also Drabbanan, but they're not exactly mirror images of Tisha B'Av. We don't start the fasting until the day, and not only that, we don't have the Inuyim, you know, we're not enjoined from anointing ourselves with oils and washing ourselves and so forth that you can do tomorrow. But in essence, there's something very similar about the what we call the Dalit Somos, the four fast days, and Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av forms the what I call the archetype, you know, it's the Av, and under that you would put all the other fast days. On the other hand, you have something called the Tainis Tzibur public fast, which is most profoundly represented in the Torah by Yom Kippur itself. All right. Having said that, let's go into some of the specific details. We know that Yom Kippur, and for that matter, any Tainis Tzibur that is decreed by Beis Din because of a calamity situation or the lack of rain is the classical case of a Tainis. Most of the Masechta Tainis is dedicated to the concept of a Tainis Tzibur, which is instituted in order to prevent us from a calamity if there's no rain, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, you know, we have such difficulty waiting for rain. This year has been particularly difficult. Now it started a bit of rain, but until now it was really summer, which was not good. We need the rain. So Chachamim would decree a Tainis Tzibur. And that Tainis Tzibur, as we said before, is very similar. It's almost a mirror image of Yom Kippur. Take, for example, on Yom Kippur, we have an extra tefillah. Besides Musaf, which applies to every Yontif and every Shabbos, but Yom Kippur also has another tefillah. What's that called? Ne'ilah. It has Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is a Tosefist tefillah that reflects the fact that this is a special Tainis day. The fast day expresses itself in Ne'ilah. Many, many years ago, we don't have this today, they had something called Chaf Dalid Brachos. There were the Anshei Maimad who were appointed to represent Klal Yisrael when they brought the Karbonos and also on fast days. And they used to add 24 different tefillos to the Shmon Esrei. On top of that, there was an Isur Malacha. Just like on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And by the way, the Isur Malacha of Yom Kippur falls under two different categories. It really expresses two different dimensions of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur as a day that's sanctified, what we call the Kedush Sayom, but at the same time, Yom Kippur as a fast day. Because as we'll soon see, and this is not something that's commonly known, a fast day, a Tainis Tzibur, requires Isur Malacha, enjoins us from doing Malacha. So if you take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim that we want to begin with, the Gemara says in the name of Shmuel, Ein Tainis Tzibur b'Bavel. In Bavel they had plenty of rain, so it was very unlikely that they would have to decree a fast day. Ella, but what they did have, a Tainas Tzibur which did exist in Bavel, was Tisha B'Av. V'chein Amru Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. So the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, v'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av Eino K'Tainas Tzibur." But you are telling me that the one Tainas Tzibur that existed, in this case in Bavel, was Tisha B'Av. But Rabbi Yochanan himself goes on record and says that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainas Tzibur. And the Gemara tries to analyze what does this mean. When we say that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainas Tzibur. My lav lebein hashmoshos, lo lemelacha. Melacha, tnina, makam shenagu lasos melacha b'Tisha B'Av osim. Ella, my eino ketainis tzibur letfilas ne'ila, ibaisema, my eino ketainis tzibur le'esrim v'arba. Let's just summarize the main chidush of this, of this sugya. The Gemara is establishing that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, as opposed to a tainis tzibur, there is no prohibition, strictly speaking, against malacha. We're not enjoined from malacha on Tisha B'Av. There is a minog in some places, which is now pretty widespread, but it's only a minog. That makam shenagu shalol lasmas malacha b'Tisha B'Av, we don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, that's only a minog. It's not me'ikar adin. So Tisha B'Av, even though it represents a prime tainis tzibur, it doesn't have this dimension of isur malacha to it. Why, by the way, what's the source for Isur Malacha on a Tainis Tzibur? That's the Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Beis. It's the second source on your page. Omar Av Chizda, Omar Av Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Omar Kroa, Pasuk in Tanakh. Kinshu Tzom, sanctify a day as a day of a fast. Kiru Atzara. Okay, we'll have to take this apart. What does Atzara mean? We'll see that in a minute. And Isvu Zakenim. And we get these sages together for some sort of public gathering, a congregation of sorts. But what is the word Atzara? So the Gemara says, Atzara ka Atzeres. The word Atzeres, when it refers to Yontif, on a happy day, refers to one particular dimension of a Yontif. And that is, Atzeres means to cease or desist from Malacha. Ma Atzeres Osur Be'asiyas Malacha. Just like a day of Atzeres, for example, Shmini Atzeres, or for example, Atzeres refers to Shavuos, is enjoined from Malacha. Af Tainis Tzibur, by virtue of this pasuk in Tanakh, Kiru Atzara, referring to Yom Tzon, is a Tainis Tzibur, is Osur Basias Malacha. So that's Atzeres. So the nature of a Tainis Tzibur is Atzeres. Again, why? I don't know. At this point, I don't have an answer to that question. Mativa shel uber zu. Why should there be an Isur Malacha on a fast day? I understand the Isur Malacha on a day that's sanctified by virtue of the fact that it has Kedush Sayom, but why should there be an Isur Malacha on a Tainis Tzibur? The Gemara derives from this pasuk, Ma'atzara mi Malacha, Isur Malacha, so to a Tainis Tzibur, there's an Isur Malacha. So if Isur Malacha, Atzeres, defines the very nature of a Tainis Tzibur, we should expect it on Tisha B'Av, we should be enjoined from Malacha, Mikra Din. And yet the Mishnah says in Psachim that the Isur Malacha on Tisha B'Av is only a reflection of a Minog, Makom Shenagu. It is not essential to the day itself. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, Tisha B'Av ain't like a Tainis Tzibur in the Gemara in Psachim Nun Dalet. The Gemara also adds another element. Not only is Tisha B'Av devoid, lacking of an Isur Malacha, on top of that, it doesn't have Tfilas Ne'ila, or the Chaf Dalet Brachos that he usually added on a Tainis. And the question is, why not? So we have two questions to ask about Tisha B'Av. To the extent to which Tisha B'Av is identified as a Tainis Tzibur, we would anticipate that it should have both of these elements of a Tainis Tzibur, namely, it should be enjoined from Malacha, Nisar Malacha, Tzatzeres, and it should reflect an extra tefillah, extra prayers, to petition God on a fast day, like any other Tainis Tzibur. And yet, based on the Gemara in Psachim, and we'll soon see that the Rambam paskins like this, the fast days, Tisha B'Av and all the like that fall into line with Tisha B'Av, they are all lacking both in Isur Malacha and Tfilas Ne'ila. So why don't we equate Tisha B'Av with a Tainis Tzibur? I quoted for you here on the page a sugya in Tainis Daf Chavav. That's the sugya of Ma'amados. On Tainios, on the fast days, the Ma'amados would fast. And the Gemara goes into detail about the different brachos and tfilos that were added on those fast days. That's called the Chav Dalet brachos of the Ma'amados. But the Rambam in Hilchis Tainios in Perek Hey, when he discusses Tisha B'Av and all the other days like Tisha B'Av that are dedicated to commemorate the destruction of the temple and the goals of Klal Yisrael, Yesham Yomim, the Rambam Perek Hey Milchus Tainios, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Bahem, that the entire public, the whole congregation of Israel fasts on these days, Mipnei Atzaros She'iru Bahem, as a result of those tragedies, those calamities that took place that befell Klal Yisrael on those particular days. And in Halacha Beis, he enumerates them, Ve'elu Hein, and these are the days included on the Tainis Tzibur because of the tzaros that happened, that befell Klal Yisrael on those days. Number one, Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, he's going through the calendar year. The third of Tishrei Shabbo Nerag Gedaliah ben Achikam, v'nichbeis Kachelis Yisrael Nishara, v'sivei v'lahasim Golus, v'asiri b'teves Shabbo Samach Melech Bavel Nebuchadnezzar Rashal Yerushalayim v'viya b'matzar u'b'matzuk, v'shevasa b'tamuz Chamisha Dvarim Irubo. He gives the whole list, and then he goes on to Tisha B'Av. And he mentions the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. And then in Halacha Hey of the same Perek, he says, "Ubecholat somos ha'elu, ein masriin v'lo mispalin b'hem tfilas ne'ila." There is no special blowing of the trumpets that took place on a Tainis Tzibur. We'll see why in a minute. And there is no tfilas ne'ila. And likewise, the Rambam paskins with regard to Isur Melacha on Tisha B'Av, that it's a matter of minhag. It's not mikra din. So basically, the question that we want to ask here is, why is Tisha B'Av, as a paradigm of Tainis Tzibur, so different than the Tainis Tzibur that is decreed, that is instituted on behalf of Klal Yisrael by the Chachamim in a case of a difficult tzara, of the lack of rains, and so forth and so on. And here what we want to do is we want to go back and really analyze what is the essence of a Tainis Tzibur. What's it all about? In truth, there's a mitzvah called Za'aka, Zayin Ayin Kuf Hey, which means to cry out, to call out to Hashem. Za'aka Lifnei Hashem. The source for this mitzvah of Za'aka is a pasuk in Parshas Baaloscha, the next to the last source on your page, on page 1. V'chisavo milchama bi'artzachem al atzar atzar eschem. There's an enemy knocking on your gates, threatening to attack you. What should you do in response? Varei osam b'chatzotzos, cry out to Hashem through the blowing of the chatzotzos. This is the trua that typifies a tainis, a fast day. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem v'noshantem me'oyveichem. This tzara, this impending, threatening doom, generates a response, an obligation to respond through za'aka, hisra'a lifnei Hashem, to cry out to Hashem. Now, how do I know that this concept, this mitzvah of za'aka, forms the backbone or the background for tainis, for fasting? How do I know that tainis is another expression and another means through which we fulfill the mitzvah of za'aka? That's the Rambam. The Rambam opens up Hilchas Tainios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, Lizok, again, za'aka, Ularia B'chatzotzos, and to blow the trumpets, Al Kol Tzara She'tavo Al HaTzibur, in any situation in which the community of Israel faces a chas v'shalom, a calamity. Shenemar, and he quotes this pasuk in Baloscha, al atzar atzar eschem v'ariosim b'chatzotzos, klomar kol dover sheyitzar lachem kigon, and he gives a whole list of calamities, batzores v'dever v'arbe, different magefos and famine in the land, v'chayotzben zaku aleihem Again, the word za'aka is critical in the Rambam. Vehariu. And call out and blow the chatzotzos. The trumpets are all part of this crying out to Hashem to save us and protect us from the calamity. That's in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And then in Halacha Dalet, because until now the Rambam is addressing the mitzvah shel Torah, which is one of the mitzvah, say, of the 613 of Zohar, and now he drops down to the level of a mitzvah d'rabbanon, and he says, "Umidivrei sofrim lehisanos to fast al kol tzara shetova at zibur ad sheiruchumu min hashamayim." Says the Rambam, as he always says, the rabbanon don't create a new mitzvah in a vacuum. Every mitzvah d'rabbanan, every institution has to be seen within a broader context as a kiyum d'oraisa. Now the Rambam has set the stage for the concept of Tainis Tzibur as a rabbinic institution, as a divrei sofrim. The mitzvah saseh that we're talking about is what? What's the framework for a Tainis Tzibur? Is Zaaka? Having established that there's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizok, the Rambam says, "Mi divrei sofrim." They established another method, another vehicle through which we fulfill the mitzvah of zakah. How do we cry out to Hashem? And that is through tainis, through fasting. The ta'anit is meant to fulfill the role, to serve the role as a vehicle, as a means to fulfill the mitzvah of zakah. And the Rambam adds, "Zakim b'tfilos." So it's not a surprise that on a Tainis Tzibur we have special tefillos. We had Anenu Tishmon Esrei, and we have on a Tainis Tzibur, again, not Tishba, but on a Tainis Tzibur, that they decree because of a Tzara Shetoval at Tzibur, like we said before, famine in the land, lack of rain, Dever, Arbe, all these terrible calamities and catastrophes that threaten the Jewish people. We have to blow the Chatzotzros. We have to add a special tefillah of Ne'ilah. Umischaninim umariim b'chatzotzos b'lvad. There's a kiyum of tchina and trua by petitioning Almighty God and blowing the chatzotzos. Again, we still are in the dark as to why these dimensions of a Tainis Tzibur don't reflect themselves in Tisha B'Av. That was our original question. And now we get to our second question. Why is it that on a Tainis Tzibur there's an Isur Melacha? And here we turn to the second page. And this is a sugya in Masechta Megillah. The Gemara Masechta Megillah and Daf Lamed Omid Beis addresses the question of Kriyas HaTorah on a Tainis. We know that there's a halacha of mafsikin. Mafsikin means that even though there's a normal, regular seder, an order to what we lay and what we read from the Torah on any particular special day, on any particular day of the year, excuse me, on a special day, mafsikin, we interrupt the normal course of events, and we add, and we substitute, I should say, a different kriyas haTorah that reflects the nature of the day. So the Gemara says that if a fast day coincides with, let's say, Monday or Thursday. You can't have a fast day on Shabbos or Yontif. But let's say it coincides with Monday or Thursday, which are days in which we read the Torah, is mafsikin litainios. Instead of reading the normal kriya for that day, for example, let's say today we're Asar B'Tevet, it's not tomorrow. So instead of reading Parshas Vayechi, we would read instead the Parsha of a fast day. Correct? Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'Chanan from Parshas Kitisa. So the Gemara says, why? You want to reflect the nature of the day? I have a simple solution for you. Likre Mitzafra being Yoni Diyoma. Ubimincha B'Tanisa. You have two kriyos on the day. Why not designate the second kriya, meaning that of Mincha, for the special kriya of a Tainis? Which is exactly what we do. But our minhag also is to read the Kriya of a Tainis Tzibur in the morning. But the Gemara says that mafsikin, that even in the morning, they would read the Kriya of a Tainis Tzibur. Why? You don't need two Kriyas, two identical Kriyas on the same day. So why not? And the Gemara is asking this question according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Masechta Megillah says that unless we have no choice in the matter, we don't upset the normal Kriya. You have to have a special license to relieve you of the obligation to read the normal Kriya as part of the Seder HaParshios. And here, on a Tainis Tzibur, there's no need, says the Gemara, to undermine the normal Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. Read it the way it normally should be. Ah, you need a special Kriya that reflects the nature of the day. We'll fulfill that when? In the afternoon, Mincha time. So the Gemara answers, Mesayei Alei L'Rav Huna. But rather, this Halacha Mafsikin will support the statement of Rav Huna. The Omer Rav Huna. What do we do on a fast day? This is a very important Gemara here, Megill. It's going to tell us about the whole nature of a fast day. What's it all about? How do we observe a fast day? The Gemara says, Mitzafra in the morning, Kinufya. Kinufya means we gather together the people and we check out the Averos. We check out to see if there are any sins that have to be fixed up. So we examine and then we try to correct these Averos. Hechi avdinon. What do? Amar Abaye, mitzafra lepalge dioma. From the morning until midday, ma'ainin, we look, we analyze, we check into mile demasa, the possible averus of that city. So in every city, they would gather together during the morning hours and do a bedikas averos. They would check out to see what possible sins they may have been guilty of that's causing this terrible calamity. Then mipalga diyoma lefanya. What did they do from midday until the end of the day? So you still have another half a day. So the Gemara says that they split that into two parts, two quarters. Riva diyoma kara umaftere. They would spend one quarter of the day, let's say from Chatzos Yom till Plaga Mincha, for argument's sake, for Kriyas HaTorah and for Haftorah. Uriva Diyom, and the last quarter of the day, up until dusk, Bo Rachme, they would pray to Hashem. And all this, the Gemara says, is reflected in a pasuk in Tanakh, which at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they instituted a public fast day, which is recorded in Tanakh, in Sefer Nehemiah Perek Tes, and it says over there, Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeichem, they read from the Sefer HaTorah, Revias Hayom, one quarter of the day, Urevias Hayom, and another quarter of the day was dedicated, Misvadim u'mishtachavim, was dedicated to Vidui and to Tshuva. So the Gemara says, but the pasuk doesn't indicate that had to happen at any particular point of the day. Why do you assume that the fast day was observed through Kriyas HaTorah and Vidui in the afternoon? Maybe that took place in the morning, the epoch. I know, let's turn it around. Lo salka daitach. It doesn't make any sense. Why? There's another pasuk in Tanakh. The Elaye Safu Vani Yoshev Mishumam Adla Minchas Erev. Uksiv Minchas Erev Kamti Mita Nisai. So apparently the Gemara understood, I'm not exactly sure how, that in the context of this pasuk in Ezra, it's clear that towards the end of the day, they dedicated themselves to tefillah, to petition, and to prayer. Rashi amplifies this. He says, "Ubetani os lomali hafsakas parshis Rabbi Yirmiyah parach the Omer hech diefshar lom hafsakinon." Rabbi Yirmiyah says that if possible, we will avoid this situation where we have to undermine and replace the normal kriya. Tainios came unto Ika Kriya Bimincha Lama Yifasku Shachris. Since Tainis has a special Kriya Mincha time, why do they have to undermine the normal Kriya of Shachris? Mitzafra Kinufya. Because the morning was the time when everyone gathered together. And what do they do when they gather together? Rashi says, Ma'asfim B'nei Adam. The members of the town would gather together, Ubodkim, and they would examine to see what their actions were, where they were deficient, umazhirin, and they would warn the tzibur that they have to do tshuva. Im yesh biyodom avera, if they discover any sort of avera, even though hanistaros lashem alokenu, right? Well, what does the pasuk say? Es hagluyim lanu v'sheinam gluyim. Es hagluyim lanu kfar amarnu lefanecha v'dinu l'chalech. V'sheinu gluyim lanu lefanecha im gluyim v'ledum. Shenema hanistaros lashem alokenu. So really Hashem knows what's below the surface. But on a tainis, we have to take a proactive measure to seek out our averos. We have to be bodek and come up, be mefashvesh b'masam, and come up with the averos so that we can work on them to fix them up. V'yachtalu, so they desist from these sins. And what's the purpose of this whole procedure of Bedikas Averos? She is Kidei, she is Kabel HaTainus. Otherwise the Tainus is not acceptable, it becomes a meaningless, futile effort. The Tainus and the Kabbalah's Tainus through the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to effectively stave off the punishment, the decree, and achieve divine mercy, all depends upon our measure of tshuva, of bedikas averos and tshuva. Lefichach, therefore, ein pnai b'shachris likros b'torah. Now, Rashi gives an interesting twist over here. He says, why does it make it impossible to read the normal kriya, lefi seder parashas in the morning? Because we don't have time. We're too busy. Now, if not for the fact that there's a kriya b'tainis, according to Rashi, there would be no kriya. That's interesting. The only time I ever heard that there's no kriya on a Monday or a Thursday. I would have said the Gemara is referring to something else, that since the morning is dedicated to assembly and everyone's getting together, that's a perfect, opportune moment to read the kriya that's appropriate for a tainis. B'mili d'masa, bod kim im tia veros b'yodam, etc. Maybe we split the morning. How do you know? How does Rav Huna know and Abai know based on this pasuk that we split the afternoon? Maybe we split the morning. And the Gemara answers: B'minchas ha'erev. This pasuk in Ezra is referring to the evening. That's the afternoon from the half of the day and on. The Sefer Dekra. Oh. There's another part to this pasuk which is not quoted in the Gemara. Va'afarsha kapai el Hashem, and I will lay out my hands, not lay out, how would you say in English?
Extend
or open my hands in front of Hashem, alma lefun of bo rachme. So from the end of this pasuk that says ad minchas ha'arev, and then it says afarsha kapai, we understand that we're talking bo rachme, we're talking about tefillah, and that was close to the end of the day, so we see that they split not the first part of the day, but rather the second part of the day. And this sugya in Megillah, which as I said, reflects the very essence of Atinus and how it should be observed, is codified by the Rambam. It's the third source on your page, in Hilchas Tainios, Perek Aleph, Aloch Yud Zayin. Let's read the Rambam inside. B'chol yom tainis shegozim al tzibur mipnei hatzaros. On any day, a public fast day that's decreed, that's established on the public, incumbent upon the public mipnei hatzaros, in order to save, to achieve salvation from a calamity. Bezdin vazkenim, the elders, Yoshvim bebeis hakneses, they sit in the public gathering place, namely the synagogue, ubodkim al maise ansha ir, and they spend a long time dedicating that time to check, to investigate the actions of the members of the town, of the city. They begin achar tefilas shachris, right after shachris, at chatzi ayom. This, they dedicate a full half of the day of atinus to this process of bedikas. Maisei Anshir Bedikas Averos. That's the Knufya that we saw on the top of the page. Right? That Rav Huna says, Mitzafra, from the morning, Knufya. Knufya means we gather together the people and we check out their Averos. Umesirin HaMechsholos Shal Averos. And we have to make, institute all sorts of what word can I use? Of measures, of preventative measures to remove all these stumbling blocks that tempt us, that cause us to sin, to fall, to trip. Umazirin, and we have to warn the people that if they don't do tshuva, it's not going to be good. The situation looks very, very pessimistic. Vidarshim v'charkrin al balei chamas, especially on averos of oppressing those who, the underdogs. Umafrishin osam, valbali azro, mashpilin osam. If there are people who are tormenting the rank and file citizen of the city, we have to take action against these bali azro, these powerful individuals. Vechayotze bidvarmelu, the Rambam says, I'm not going to give you an exhaustive list of all the takonos that the city through this Kedem of the Bezdin has to institute in order to fix up the situation, but they have to dedicate all this time, hour after hour, until midday, to make sure that they're dedicated to remove all these stumbling blocks and rectify those lackings, those situations of Averos. And for the second half of the day, from midday until sunset, is Reviyayom, one quarter of the day, and that's one half of the second half, Korin, Bibrachos, Ubiklol, Shabbat Torah. We read the Torah. So that's the Kriyas HaTorah that we learned about in Masechta Megillah. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Musar Hashem Bodai Al Timos, V'Al Tokutz, B'Tochachos, that's in the Tochacha, U'Maftirim B'Novi, B'Tochos, Me'inyan HaTzorah. And they'll find the Haftorah that's appropriate, that reflects that particular calamity that's impending, that scares the Jewish people. U'Reviyayom, in the last part of the day, Mispalalim, U'Mischananim, V'Zakim, again the word V'Zakim, the word Za'aka. Now the word Za'aka doesn't refer to blowing the Chatzotzros, it doesn't refer to fasting, it refers to davening, to tchina, to petition. Umisvadim, and we recite vidui kifi kocham. So who can tell me now, in one single word, why is or how is a tainis tzibur a paradigm of Yom Kippur? Vidui, or give me another word. I mean, vidui is part of what mitzvah?
Tshuva.
Yom Kippur is a mitzvah, is a day dedicated to the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam says in Ilchus Tshuva that on Yom Kippur everyone's chayev, everyone's obligated to do tshuva. The same thing would apply in a tainis tzibur, and that's why the day is structured in such a way, organized, according to Gemara Megillah, the Rambam, Ilchus Tainis Perek Aleph, in order to achieve a day of tshuva and kapara. Without the tshuva and kapara, the day is lost, it's meaningless. And as a result of the tainis, and all that's involved in observing the tainis, we achieve kapara. It's a day of atonement. And when I say that a tainis tzibur is a day of kapara, I mean to say that it's an exact duplicate, a replica of Yom Kippur. Except that Yom Kippur is d'oraisa, and a tainis tzibur is d'rabbana. But other than that, they're identical. In their goal, in the mitzvah of sayom, they are days of fasting, they are days of prayers, they are days of blowing the trumpets of Za'aka, days of tshuva, b'dikas averos. It's not enough on Yom Kippur to sit by idly and say, well, let me think, what am I obvious averos? No, you have to dig below the surface, you have to reveal something that's hidden. You have to come up with other ideas, and not just on a yachid level, but also on a tzibur level. That's why in a tainis tzibur, the Rambam puts the emphasis on Bezdin and the Ziknei Ha'ir that sit in the Beis HaKnesses. And what are they looking into? What are they checking? Maisei Anshei Ha'ir. They're making takanos for the benefit of the entire community. So that's called a communal fast day. And therefore, I'm not surprised by the story of Rav Sheshes, as told in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin. Rav Sheshes ki havi Yosef b'tanise, after the end of his davening on a fast day, Basar Dematzli Omar Ochi, he added the following prayer: Ribono Shel Olam, Goli Lefanecha Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam. When we had the Migdash and we could bring Karbonos, Adam, Chotef, he sinned. Makriv Karbon, he brings a Karbon Chatos or Karbon Asham. And he achieves what? Through the Karbon? Kapara. But V'ein Makrivim Imenu El Chelbo V'domo, all he does is he brings the Chelev and the Dam onto the Mizbeach of the animal, Umis Kapralo. The Aksha, but look at my situation today. Although I don't have the Beis HaMikdash, I can't avail myself of the possibility of Karbon, of bringing Chelev V'dam on the Mizbeach, literally. But Yashavti B'tainis, V'nismayit Chelbi V'dami. He says a very dramatic idea here. That just like I would bring the Chelev V'dam on the Mizbeach when the Mikdash stood, today that I don't have the Mikdash, what I do is I bring my own Chelev and my own Dam, because my body is diminished as a result of the tainis. That's how he concluded his prayer. Ki ilu ikrativ lefanech al gabi mizbeach. Vitaratzeni, the ritzui that we're asking for from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the ritzui kakpara of a carbon at the time of the Mikdash. So the Tainas Tzibur is a fast day to replace the kapara process of carbon that existed at the time of the Mikdash. Therefore, it doesn't surprise us one bit that the day itself has to be dedicated to prayers, to vidui, to bedikas averos, all these methods, all these vehicles through which we want to achieve what? Kapara. The day of Atinus is a day of kapara. Now we can understand why it's a day of atzara. Why is it a day of Isur Malacha? And what's the answer to that? Why not go to work on Atinus Tzibur? And what's the answer?
It's a paradigm of Yom Kippur, then.
No, again, but to what extent is Yom Kippur Asur B'Malacha? To the extent that it has Kedushas Hayom? It's Shabbos Shabboson?
No.
No. The Isur Malacha that we're focusing on, that dimension of Yom Kippur, reflects what?
It's a personal
day. A day of Kapara. Insofar as Yom HaKippurim is a day in which we desperately crave Kapara, we have to dedicate ourselves to contemplation, to introspection, to repentance. This cannot be reconciled with a day of Malacha. Imagine you go to your work from 8 to 5, or whatever time you go, and some people ride their bikes, you have to add another little bit of time, and till you get home, I mean, who has time to check our Averis out? I'm lucky if I get along with my employer, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's too much tension at work. The answer is that Tainus Tzibur, insofar as it's a day that's dedicated to tshuva, to kapara, as we said, all these ideas of kinufya, of bedikas averos, of tikunim, of hasaras mechshalos, of bedikas averos, of revealing that which is hidden, and vidui and tshuva, to that extent, malacha is antithetical. To dedicate this day like a regular, ordinary, secular day to malacha would not in any way reflect the purpose and the goal of this day, the observance of the day. So the observance of the day of Atinus Tzibur is totally antithetical to malacha, to involvement in malacha. There's a very interesting Gemara in Masechet Megillah that's not on your page. I'll just mention it in passing on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara wants to know how many kruim, how many aliyos do we divvy up on a Tainus Tzibur? How many aliyos do we have on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed?
Four.
So the Gemara says maybe that's different. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed have a Korban Musaf, and therefore we have four kruim. The Korban Musaf somehow reflects the fourth aliyah that we add to a regular weekday of three, Aval Hach, but here on a Tainus Tzibur. The Lekha Korban Musaf, there's no special Korban on a Tainus Tzibur. Lo, we should maintain the regular Kriya of three Olim. O Dilma, says the Gemara, Hachanami Ika Musaf Tfila. There is Musaf on a Tainus Tzibur. So Rashi and the Ramban each give their interpretation. What's a Tfilas Musaf? Rashi says it means the Anenu that we add to the Shmoneh Esrei of a Tainus Tzibur. And the Ramban says it means Ne'ila on a Tainus Tzibur. But the question is obvious. In the case of Karban Musaf, of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you could talk about the Kedushas Hayom that express itself in the unique mitzvah of Karban Musaf. So by virtue of the fact that this day is endowed with sanctity, we want to expand the number of kruim, the number of olim, at Kriyas HaTorah. But in the case of Tainus Tzibur, I grant you that there's a Tosefes Tefillah. But what does Tosefes Tefillah have to do with adding another olim? And the answer is very profound. When we read the Torah, we are really fulfilling two different mitzvahs. The obvious mitzvah when we read the Torah is Talmud Torah. Listening to words of Torah. Talmud Torah is a great mitzvah. Not only that, on Shabbos and Yontif, there's a special mitzvah, by virtue of the Kedush Sayom, of reading the Torah. So it makes sense that on Shabbos V'Yontif we add the kruim that reflect the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not just a reflection of Talmud Torah classic, it's also a reflection of the day. The day itself is sanctified and and therefore we have to sanctify through many different things. There's kibud and there's oneg and the Yisur Malach and so forth, but there's also Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a reflection of the sanctity of the day. The Rambam, in fact, tells us this in Hilchos Yontif Perik Vav Halachi Yutes, and in Hilchos Shabbos Perik Tes Vav Halachi Gimel, in which he writes that on these days, because of the Kiddush of the day, we need a special Kriyas HaTorah. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, that comes under the halacha, this is a sugya in Masechta Megillah, in two places in Megillah, the beginning and at the end, of Moshe Tiken Lem Yisrael Shiyu Korin Batorah Min Yaro Shal Yom. In other words, when there's special mitzvahs of the day, that should be reflected through the Kriyas HaTorah. So Torah becomes a vehicle to reflect the special nature of the mitzvah of the day. If that be the case, then what happens to Tainis Tzibur? What does the Gemara mean that there's a Tosefes Tefillah, Tefillas Musaf, so to speak? That Tainis Tzibur, no less than the other days, has a special mitzvah to it. What makes a Tainis Tzibur unique? What mitzvah is added on this day that doesn't exist on any other ordinary day in the calendar year? In Rosh Chodesh, I understand, you have Musaf. In Chol HaMoed, you have Musaf, a special karban. So the day is endowed with a unique status. And that has to be reflected in the Kriyas HaTorah. We add an extra ola. But what unique mitzvah reflects the nature of a Tainis Tzibur, is inherent in the essence of a Tainis Tzibur? What's the answer? Zaka, which is fulfilled Zaka through Tainis, through Bakasha, through Tefillah, through Vidui, through Tshuva, through Kapar, and all that. Is because of the special mitzvah of Za'aka. The Kriyas HaTorah, which reflects the Za'aka, enhances the day. It's a kiyum in the day itself. So above and beyond the kiyum, as I call it, the classical kiyum of Talmud Torah, in addition to that, we have another dimension, another mitzvah that we fulfill through the vehicle, through the, what should I say, the shlichus of Kriyas HaTorah, and that is what? The mitzvah of Za'aka. And therefore we're going to read parts of the Torah which reflect the nature of Za'aka, the brachos and the klolos, parshas Vayichal, and the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim. All those dimensions of tefillah form a kiyum of Za'aka. So the kiyum of Za'aka now is fulfilled not just through yelling out to Hashem and praying and petitioning, not just through blowing the trumpets, not just through Yisur Malach, not just through Bakoshas Kapara, but also through Kriyas HaTorah. All these form the essence of the observance of the day as a day of Za'aka with its special nature. So Rabbi Osei, if I would stop the shiur here, it would be fine. I'd be perfectly satisfied, because what we really just covered in the last, 40 minutes or so, is the entire Masechta Tainis, basically. Mm-hmm. With a little Megillah here and a little Shabbos here, but basically, we just addressed the essence, the kishkis, of what a Tainis Tzibur is all about. But we still haven't answered our original question. And that is Tisha B'Av. Why is Tisha B'Av apparently divested of all these dimensions, all these special observances? There's no Yisur Malacha, except Mitzad Minuk. There's no blowing of the Chatzotros. There's no Tfilas Ne'ila. Why is that all? Why is Tisha B'Av stripped of those elements?
It's a terrible loss.
Yeah.
And why do we say Vayichal in the morning, though, for all the fast days, then? Why don't we do like the Gemara says?
You mean our minuk?
Yeah.
Because we don't have Kinufya anymore. It's when the Gemara had Kinufya, so then it made it impossible to read. Again, what was your question?
Why don't we just say Inyanet Yoma, like the Gemara said?
No, but the Gemara says we don't have Inyanet Yoma in the morning. Why? Because it's a day of Kinufya. So, since we're busy, we're preoccupied with Kinufya during the morning, Rashi says there's no time to read the Torah, then as part of that Kinufya, to warn the people, we'll read that particular parasha following the Chet HaEgel of Vayichal Moshe, to tell the people, hey, you better do tshuva. It's just like we had to do, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain for 40 days to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to revoke the decree. In our day, we don't have Kinufya, but we still have the vestige of Kinufya, as if there were a Kinufya, and that is, we'll have the Kriya of the special kriya of a tainis tzibur, reflecting the need for rain, for example, in a case where there's no rain. Oh. But now, let's try to answer the question that we asked at the beginning of the shiur. Why is it that on Tisha B'Av, which again is the paradigm for the four tzomos, we don't have these observances? So if you take a look on page 2, you'll see towards the bottom of your page a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. Do you see that's the third source before the end of the page? Batzar lecha umitzaucha kol advarim ha'ela b'achris hayom v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. This pasuk reflects the concept of za'aka and explicitly mentions the tshuva of the tzibur, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. God will accept your tshuva. Why? Because b'tzar lecha, when there's a tzara that threatens Klal Yisrael, our response has to be tshuva. Fine. So how do we fulfill that? Through, as we discussed before, tainus, pishpush b'maisim, b'dikas haveros, ubikashtas Hashem Elokecha. That's the essence of a tainus. And what kind of tainus are we dealing with? A tainus, a fast day that was proclaimed by the tzibur because of a tzara. Then we get to Tisha B'Av. In contradistinction, Tisha B'Av is a different kind of fast day. Tisha B'Av, even though it was established, as we saw in the Rambam, back here on page 1, Hilchas Tainios, Perek Hay, Halacha Beis, especially Halacha Aleph and Beis, Yesham Yomim, Shekol Yisov, Sanim, V'nei Atzara, She'iru Bohem, even though the background, or let's call it the backdrop for establishing these fast days, is tzara, is calamity, but not calamity that threatens, that's a present threat to the borders of Klal Yisrael, but rather past events. So the takana of these days, which is all based and reflects the pasuk in Zechariah, take a look at the last source on page 2, Ko amar Hashem tzvakos tzom haravi v'tzom hachamishi v'tzom hashvi v'tzom hasiri liyah will become days of simcha. These are the 4 days of tzara that were unfortunately chosen by the Hashgacha for tzara for Klal Yisrael. However, insofar as these days will certainly arouse us through fasting and through tshuva to come closer to Hashem, however, there's no special chiyuv of tshuva on these days. Again, we're not talking about a tainis tzibur in the classical sense, again, for a tzara. We're talking about a fast day which is primarily mourning and grief for an event that transpired in the past. On these 4 fast days, the Dalet Tzomos, there's no kinufya. We don't gather together the people as we do on a fast day. Take a look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchus Tainis, Halacha, Yud Zayin, which is where on the page? It should be, I think I added it. Where is it? Page 2? Page 2, the third source. Look at the Rambam's language. B'yom, b'chol yom tainis, shegozrim alat zibur b'mei atzoros. The Rambam says that this observance of kinufya, of bedikas averos, of tshuva and kapara, is limited to what kind of yom tainis? Shegozrim alat zibur mifnei atzoros. And the Rambam delineates all the types of tzoros that generate this chiyuv of za'aka. But by limiting his discussion and qualifying it to yom tainis shegozrim alat zibur, what the Rambam is coming to exclude is the other kind of tainus, the paradigm of which is not Yom Kippur as a day of tshuva and kapara, but rather is Tisha B'Av as a day of avelus. On the 4 tzomos, there's no kinufyo, we don't gather together for b'dikas averos, but rather the tzara that happened in the past, our forefathers, generates not tshuva, but rather avelus. The essence of the tainus and its goal is a different kind of kiyum of zaka. It's not the kiyum zaka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us, but rather it's the kiyum zaka of woe to us that this happened. We can't let the day pass without noticing and remembering what we once had and what we lost and the tragedies that befell Klal Yisrael in the past. The whole mood of these tanyos is radically different and reflects a different atmosphere and a different approach, a different feeling than that of a classical tanya tzibur mipnei atzara. Shegozun al tzibur mipnei atzaros. It's not a day, I would say, of serious contemplation and introspection as much as a day of remembering the past and really appreciating the losses, understanding the losses that Klal Yisrael suffered throughout the generations. And if you take a look at the Pasuk in Zechariah Perek Zayin, which is the second to the last source on page 2, Lemar el HaKohanim, Asher lebeis Hashem tzvakos v'lanevim, Lemar ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Do you see that word ha'evke? Please underline that word ha'evke. And if you look in Pasuk Hey, I would add another word to underline. Ki tzamtem usfod. Sfod means hespaid. The two adjectives that describe the day of a fast, like Tisha B'Av, are bechi and hespaid. Crying out of a sense of confusion, what happened to us, and hespaid, out of a sense of appreciating what was and what was lost. It's an entirely different kind of kiyum zaka. In fact, the Gemara in Tainis says that all mitzvos, hanoah goes be'avel, noah goes be'tisha b'av. In other words, if you want to study the laws of Tisha B'av, first study the laws of Avelus. That's what Tisha B'av is all about. Avelus. So not only are you enjoined from eating and drinking, which is typical of a Tainis tzibur, but in addition, also besicha benilas asandal betashrus amita, also likros betarav benivim iksuvim. All these reflect avelus, and the tainis, the fast day, is also an integral part of avelus. This is not a day to be eating, to be feasting, to be rejoicing, but rather it's a day to experience avelus. And therefore, we're enjoined from eating and drinking. It's not the tainus of tshuva. It's not the tainus of Yom HaKippurim, of Bakoshas Kapora, but rather the tainus of Avelus. And this is true not only for Tisha B'Av, but it's true for the other three tainios as well. That means Tzom Gedalia Asar B'Teves and Shivasa B'Tamuz. These two are fast days of Avelus. I'm leaving out Tainus Esther. Maybe we'll talk about that before Purim. That's a separate discussion. But as far as the other three Tzomos are concerned, just like Tisha B'Av, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Avelus. The Gemara says that for technical reasons, we don't fulfill Avelus on these days. But really what's inherent in the day is not just Tainus, but all the expressions, all the five Inuyim, should be noeg on Dalet Tainios. And the Rav used to quote the Ramban very often, because the Ramban you'll see it in the Kisvei Ramban, it's an essay called Toras HaAdam, which is mostly dedicated to the four Tzomos. The Ramban there establishes that all five Inuyim are noeg on all the Tzomos, all four Tzomos. Ela, says the Ramban, Shalo Kiblum Yisrael Aleim, Bizman Shein Shalom Vein Milchama. In other words, if it's a normal period of time, there's no great war going on, then they didn't accept the five Inuyim. Even those Rishonim would disagree with the Ramban, and they hold that the Inuyim don't exist at all with regard to the other Tzomos. We still believe that all the Rishonim agree Peh echad, it's unanimous, that the mechayev, what generates the chiyuv of tainus, is avelus. And the kiyum, the fulfillment of tainus on these 4 days, is not primarily tshuva and kapara. Of course there are elements of tshuva and kapara. When a person's in avelus, what is an avel supposed to be doing? Obviously he wants to come closer to Hashem, he wants to pierce through all the layers that separate him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Richuk Shechina and the Siluk Shechina. But that's not essentially the Kiyum of Avelus. The Kiyum of Avelus is to appreciate the loss, to sense with grief and profound loss that we're so far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If this be the case, we begin to understand why there's no Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. Ne'ilah is an expression of that element of za'aka, that kiyum of the mitzvah of za'aka, of crying out to Hashem, which is essential to a tainis tzibur. The tainis tzibur, again for a tzara, reflects the mitzvah, generates the mitzvah of za'aka, the desire for kapara, the obligation to do tshuva, the entire tzibur, batzalucha umitzaucha, v'shavtar Hashem alokecha. Therefore, Ne'ilah itself is a prayer of tshuva. Take a look at the nusach of Ne'ilah. Ata nosein yad laposhim, v'yamincha pshuta l'kabel shavim. The whole tefillah exhausts itself in a bakash, in a request for tshuva. Perhaps there's no formal vidui, although there is a phrase, l'man nechtal miyoshik yadenu, but the essence is to come closer to Hashem through tshuva and bakoshas kapara. That was established on Yom Kippur, on days of Ma'amados, the purpose of which was to bring the Karban Tzibur on behalf of the Tzibur and achieve Kapara, and on a Tainis Tzibur, Shebez Din Gozer in Alat Tzaros, that this day should be essentially a day that reflects the atmosphere and the nature of Za'aka Shel Tshuva. And therefore Ne'ilah is appropriate. But on Tisha B'Av, which has an entirely different flavor, a whole different atmosphere, a different ofi, a different personality, it's radically different in its nature than a tainis tzibur. It's a day of avelus and not of za'akas bakoshas rachamim. So far, it goes so far that there's a minhag amongst Klal Yisrael that in Kaddish on Tisha B'Av we drop tiskabel. That's pretty way out. Not everyone has that minhag. Some have it at night, not during the day. Without saying tiskabel, we don't even have a way on Tisha B'Av of expecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive our prayers, to accept them. And therefore on Tisha B'Av there are no special slichos, there are no special piyutim. On the contrary, the pasuk in Eicha says sasam tfilosi. We close up the Aron Kodesh. Somehow the kaviyachol, the heavenly gates are closed in front of us, and therefore Ne'ilah is certainly out of place, is totally inappropriate. And so too are the Chaf Dalet brachos, those brachos of the Ma'amados, that are added as special trinos and tfilos, bakoshos and petitions, because of the nature of bakoshas kapara. In a sense, what we're saying is that, and it's very paradoxical, that a tainis tzibur is a happier day than the other tzomos. Even though it's more strict, and it's a result of an impending, is that word correct? Impending? Impending doom? I don't know if I'm using it. What?
Pending.
A pending doom, sorry. I used it about 5 times in this year, each time incorrectly. I apologize for that. Pending doom. So you would think it's a gloomy day, but no, it's not a gloomy day. It's a day of introspection. It's a day of solemnity. It's a solemn day, I would say. It's a day of focusing on our goals, focusing on our coming closer to Hashem. And therefore there are piyutim and beautiful slichos that we recite on a day like Yom Kippur. And we're really satisfied and secure with a sense of bitachon, a sense of reliance upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He will accept our tshuva, and He will spare us of all these calamities, and save us and redeem us. And therefore, no doubt on Yom Kippur, when we all get together, this kinufya as a tzibur, together as one unified body, to achieve to perfect our ways, that's a day of happiness, in a sense. And Yom Kippur should be a day of happiness. And Ne'ilah, again, as serious and as scary as it might be, is part and parcel of this experience of Bakoshas Rachamim, of Bakoshas Kapara, which signifies man's greatness and his closeness to Hashem. Tisha B'Av, as a tainus, is not dependent upon Kapara. The motif of Kapara, of atonement, is not central, and it doesn't reflect the essence of the day of Tisha B'Av, because the tzara that we're talking about on Tisha B'Av is not a current tzara, but rather an old one. But rather, Tisha B'Av reflects the loss, as we said before, the avelus of the day. Ne'ilah, which is part of tshuva, is not shayach on Tisha B'Av. If this be the case, then we can answer our second question. Why is it that Tisha B'Av is not a day that's enjoined from Issur Melacha? What happened to Atzara? The Gemara derives Atzara in Masechta Tainis from the Pasuk in Tanakh, Kinshu Tzom Kiru Atzara. Yeah, but the answer is Kinshu Tzom because of a pending calamity. And we have to steer it off, stave it off. So therefore, Kiru Atzara, this is not a day to go to work. This is a day to dedicate to thought, to contemplation, to introspection. But on the case of Tisha B'Av, it's all dependent upon our minhag. There's no Iser Malacha Mikra Din. In other words, essentially, it's not a day of Tainis, in the classical sense of a Tainis Tzibur, that generates Iser Malacha. Iser Malacha on a Tainis reflects the mitzvah Hayom of Bedikas Averos, of Tshuva and Kapara, as the Gemara said in Tainis. Omar Kra, the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Isfu Zakenim. What's Isfu Zakenim? Gather up the Zakenim, the elders of the city, as part of the process of Dikas Averos, to check it out, and to come to the conclusion that we have to rectify, and we have to improve this, that, or the other thing. So we see clearly from the Gemara in Tainis that the Isur Melacha is a reflection of and serves the goal of Bedikas Averis and Kapara. That has no place on Tisha B'Av, where there's no din of Kinufya for being, for checking out the Averos. And if that be the case, Rabbos, I think we can say,
do you have a card here?
So Tisha B'Av is a day of Tainus, but not a Tainus as integrated into Kapara, but rather as a Tainus that's integrated into what? Into Avelus. And therefore Tisha B'Av has within it not just fasting, but also abstention from the Nuyim, which is typical of an Avel, because we're remembering those calamities that transpired in Klal Yisrael in the past.